The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Welcome to this Friday, folks. It's the last day of the month in June, 2017, the 30th. And we're going to make this an open phone Friday, so any subject, anything you want to bring up, you're welcome to do so, 800-313-9443. And I got to start out with this one. I'd seen this probably about the time you did, Mike, probably about 6 months ago or so. And this is over a show, and this is the actual name of the show, Queer Kid Stuff. Now, doesn't that sound exciting? Queer kid stuffs. If a straight person calls a gay guy queer, oh, you're hateful. But yet they can call themselves whatever they want. Queer kid stuff. Now, this is a YouTube channel that's teaching children between the ages of 3 and 7. Do you think that's prepubescent, Mike? By many years, in spite of all the stuff they're putting in the stuff to develop kids faster than, I know, a tomato will ripen. I don't know. Now, this, as I said, is a YouTube channel that is produced by Lindsay Ammer and filmed on a Sesame Street-style set. So far, innocuous, right? Now, according to the show's website, it was created to help children ages 3 through 7 better understand the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and didn't they leave some stuff out of there? Isn't what's all entail now? If you're I can't say that on air. Well, let's just leave it at that. Well, let me just put it to you this way: anything imaginable that you can cook up sexually in your mind, that needs to be included in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and I'm in the confused category, I guess. Now, however, the substance of the program is not to explain, but to glamorize. The latest video features Jeff, who makes the concept of being a drag queen seem like lots of fun. Mike, this didn't pop up because my battery's dead in my computer. How long is the clip? About 5 minutes? All right, well, I hadn't heard the clip yet, so we'll share this together, folks. And if it's that stupid and boring or disgusting, we'll just cut it short. Go ahead and play it.
Hey there, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Teddy.
Welcome to Queer Kid Stuff. Today we're celebrating Pride Month and talking about drag.
Queer Kid Stuff.
You are enough here at Queer Kid Stuff. It's LGBTQ plus Pride Month, Teddy. Today, we're going to learn about something called drag. You ready, Teddy?
Ready.
Okay. So, Teddy, I've got a question for you.
Okay, Lindsay.
Do you ever play dress-up with your friends?
All the time.
Great. Drag is kind of like dress-up, but it's a very specific kind of dress-up, and adults can do it too.
Oh. Dress-up is my favorite, Lindsay.
Well, this is highly entertaining. I want to watch the whole thing.
I'm going to bring in some help on this one.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Teddy.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks so much for helping me out today. Teddy, this is my friend, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Okay,
can
pause it right there.
Two questions.
Okay, Jeff pops up on set here. And is that hair up there, or is that just bald and it's reflection from the light?
Very light orange hair.
Very light orange hair with a full beard on.
And a red flannel.
And a what?
A red lumberjack flannel.
And a red lumberjack flannel. Okay, thank you. You can stop there. At any rate. And then, doesn't he just click his fingers and he transforms? Okay, continue.
Before we start, what are your pronouns, and how do you identify?
I identify as male, and I use he, his pronouns.
Jeff, I was just about to tell Teddy all about what drag is. Think you can give us a definition?
Sure. Drag is when you dress up as a gender that's not your own.
And it's usually really exaggerated.
What?
Exaggerated. That means it's over the top or not realistic. People usually use a ton of makeup and wear really awesome costumes when they're in drag.
Okay, I get it.
So, some drag you might see are boys dressing up as girls and girls dressing up as boys. These are called drag queens and drag kings.
You can't tell right now, but I'm actually a drag queen.
What?
Yeah, give me 1 second and I'll introduce you to Mister. Hi, Teddy. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi!
Mister!
Yeah, Teddy?
Lindsay told me you're a drag queen.
I am.
Should I ask my questions again, even though I already asked Jeff?
Yeah, you might actually get different answers from Mister than you
did. Well, I bet.
Oh, okay. Mister, what are your pronouns, and how do you identify?
Well, when I'm in drag, I like she as my pronoun. But honey, you can call me whatever you want.
Okay. Mister, I have a couple other questions for you.
Sure.
Why do you have a beard?
When I do drag, I love to push the boundaries of gender. And also, doesn't it look great?
It definitely does. What does a drag queen do?
Drag queens are the hosts of
Let's just stop it right there before we get an answer on the air that we don't want to hear. But the weird thing about this, I mean, it's all pretty bizarre. But who is the chick that looks like the dude that's standing on the right with the suspenders and bow tie on?
That's Lindsay Ammer.
That's Lindsay Ammer? That looks suspiciously like, No. No, the one on MSNBC with the long neck. Yeah, Rachel Maddow. Yeah, that one. Okay. So before they did their little and the switch, or the drag queen, or the drag king, I'm confused now. Here's a little sock puppet. A little voice you hear there. Is already sitting there waving the rainbow flag. And we all know that the rainbow flag is for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, and whatever else deviation you can think of. And it's healthy, normal, and don't say anything about it because the federal government will come down on you. Oh, that's right. That's right. So here she is. She's trying to get Miss Ter to explain being a drag queen. And she has a gender identity herself. She is in crisis because she's got the butch-looking haircut and she's got the horn-rimmed glasses and the bow tie and the suspenders. And this, again, folks, is aimed at 3 to 7-year-olds, okay? The producer and the host of Queer Kid Stuff, and I think the name says it all, Lindsay Ammer, created the channel in June 2016 to help children ages between 3 and 7 better understand the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual community, according to the show's website. Now, let me stop right here. Mike, when did you quit crapping your diapers? About 2? Okay, so we're talking about kids that are a year past Michael crapping his diapers here that seem to want to know about queer kid stuff. Really? Or are you softening their little minds that haven't even melded yet? Not even, you know. And you're already propagandizing them. When was the last time, folks, you heard a three-year-old come up to you and say, gee, can you explain transgender? Can you explain this? Or can you? No, you know what? They don't care because they're children. They're too busy doing discovery things of the real world, not the made-up stuff, the people that have a hard time deciding what they want to be, other than damn weird, which in their minds, okay, and to be honest with you, folks, everybody's looking for a standout identity. Well, most people, well, some people are. Let me put it to you that way. The sane ones, they only want to be recognized if they do something notable, not repugnant. I'm just blown away. This is just absolutely over the top. And it's so bizarre. It's just so bizarre to see this. How many of you listeners out there, when was the last time you were in San Francisco? Now, I was not until I was out there with Ron McDonald, and that's the city that he basically grew up in. And I knew about the gay pride parades out there. I had actually, and the news media never covers these, and there's very good cause for that, because it would offend people's sensibilities. And when I say that, it runs the entire gamut. Do you think that you're tolerant? Well, you could be the most tolerant person in the world, but even that little exercise out there would push you right over the edge. I mean, literally, people naked on floats or same-sex couples having sex on a float. Really? You know, what is it? What is that designed to do? And this whole issue, it's a pride thing. You've got to be proud of it. And while we're busy degrading and running down and being proud of it, you can't say anything about it because you know what? That's a hate crime. Really? I see. There's, folks, it's the sleigh ride to hell with no snow, because I don't see anything that is going to stop this. Now, the counter argument to this, well, you're a straight person and you've had your way for all these years. What's wrong with us? And we got our rights. Yeah, you have rights. But can you show me? Can you show me in the Constitution? Can you show me in the Bill of Rights? Can you show me where it says that I can go get up and corrupt other people's minds with stuff that used to be considered corruption? Freedom of speech. I don't think this quite covers the freedom of speech issue. Although I can just about see a million and one court cases in front of a federal judge of this nature, and you know how the federal judge is going to rule. All right, let me just get through this and over it. Young queer people need to see. Okay, oh boy. I'm not going to be able to make it through this. Young queer people need to see themselves represented in their media, and that's exactly what I aim to do, Amir wrote. Young queer people? What? Age? What young queer people are the ones you're trying to transform? The 3 to 7? Age, is these are the people you're trying to transform from normal and healthy to bugs out weird? In the videos, she and her co-host Teddy, little sock puppet, it's supposed to be a stuffed bear, no, invite guests on to explain various parts of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual community, including the definitions of gay, gender, and intersex. What the heck is intersex, Mike? Well, what does that mean? Whatever they want? Now, they used to call that bisexual, and I think that's already covered in there. Oh, they think they're other than even human beings now? Oh, so they're calling that intersex? Oh, please do. I want to get the explanation on this one. This is getting more bizarre by the minute.
Now, that's actually like a real, like,
It's a... Whoa, what? Read what it says. Now, wait, now, you're... Open up your mic. Thank you. This is radio. This isn't talking through Rawls' show.
It says, intersex is a general term used for a variety of conditions in which a person is born with a reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't seem to fit in the typical definitions of female or male, and that is from Intersex Society of North America, so hopefully they're authority.
An authority on what is this object doing on my body and it doesn't look right because I feel differently kind of thing? And in my position, folks, and just let me make this clear, homosexuality has been around since mankind. Now, that might conjure up uncomfortable images for some people that a couple of Cro-Magnon guys sitting in a cave someplace are engaging other than something other than buffalo chips. I don't know. But this has been around. It is going to be around as long as human beings are. I get that. And I don't have a problem with that. I can't demand of somebody that they are that they practice the sex that they're born with, or at least the appendages or the lack thereof. But it is my contention that this whole homosexual thing, the whole bisexual thing, the whole thing is taught. It is a learned experience. Now, we're not talking about the rubber raincoat guy that hangs out by the schoolyard and drags a kid down an alley. That's forced. I am talking about people joining in, having pride in what they do, and then want to spread it with everybody, and then try to make them believe, I'm so over this, ain't you? And try to make them believe that it's normal. Huh? And yes, I've heard the arguments. In the Bible, it says, man shouldn't lay down with another man. And that's not talking about when you had too much to drink at the, you know, at the party and you just passed out. It has a distinct meaning. But, so what do we have to do with that? Well, let's just, God doesn't exist. I'm not one of those Christians. I don't believe in that doctrine. Okay, then how about this one, which is never talked about? How about natural law? You know what that is. That's the law that happens naturally. When it rains, it doesn't. The drops don't go up, they fall down. Water's wet, sun's warm, comes up in the east, sets in the west. You know, those kind of incontrovertible, normal, natural things. So, we have a situation where people are just, well, they're creating an alternative, not just lifestyle. They're creating alternative lives, and they're trying to gain membership or at least invite people in. And, of course, what's your entrance fee? Well, you got to be lesbian or bisexual or gay. Otherwise, you wouldn't have any interest in it, would you? I mean, how many people do you know, straight guys, that go to gay bars? What for? No, they'll go down to the corner bar, shoot a game of pool, drink a couple of beers, and go home to mommy or, well, let me not go there. Go home to the wife, okay? But natural law, okay, so you don't believe in the law that was given elsewhere, so, okay, how about the natural law? The two females cannot produce an offspring. You have to do it artificially? What about two women that, no? Two men? No, they, same sex can't. So exactly what is a same sex marriage? Okay, a queer and a lesbian, or two queers get together and two lesbians and they want to marry. Okay, fine. But what is where's your definition? What the hell is normal about this? What is natural about it, and what the hell is healthy about it?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Don't wanna wait till tomorrow. Why put it off another day? When my one little problem filled up.
Oh my gosh, that story just locked up my computer. I am frozen in queer kid stuff. Maybe hell is on earth, huh? What do you think? By way of the internet. At any rate, I want to thank some people. We got some donations in today. And Joyce, you got to explain this one to me. I'm scratching my head. You made a donation to the network for $156.72. I have never gotten a donation like that before. I am most appreciative. Do not get me wrong, but I'm just kind of questioning that the odd numbers there. At any rate, thank you. Ed, you little devil, you in Utah, Ed sent over a $400 money order. Thank you, Ed, very much. And Charlie down there in Austin, Charlie A, $100. Thank you. He likes Mike Rivera, and we appreciate that very much. Thank you. Folks, you know, confusion, there is enough confusion and chaos in our world today, but there seems to be a sect of people that just really, really want to confuse it even more. And I really don't understand the motive behind it. You know, are these, and what I suspect is happening, although I can't prove it because I'm not lesbian, gay, transsexual, bisexual, or just generally confused, but where are they getting this stuff? And it's just, it's exploding. They're adding numbers every single day. And if you don't think that my theory here on it's a learned experience, if you don't believe that, then I don't know what to say. Because you don't come into this world through your mama with already made up that you're lacking for a few chromosomes. You're going to walk around limp-wristed with a little sachet walk to you. You know, I once knew a guy. I told the guys the story the other day. I was down in Savannah Beach, and I went to work for a hotel that was down there. It was a Ramada. It was a Ramada Inn. And the owner, well, he had a son that was, I would say, gender conflicted, if nothing else. And his name was Lewis. And Lewis was a nice enough guy. I mean, he really was. But he was as queer as they come. And I used to watch him. Now, he didn't dress up in drag, but he used to sashay around that place, literally sashay, with the high platform shoes and the cute little wiggle and the hand that was up in the air. And he would just talk like this. Until one morning, I guess Louis used to drink a lot. And then one day, old Louis, or Louise, your choice, didn't come into work. His father. Did I get it that time? I almost broke my ears. Holy mackerel. So the owner asked me to go wake Louis or Louise up. And he said, you know, sometimes he drinks too much. He did refer to him as a he, which I was really glad, so I guess I was not confused. He says, you might have to beat on the door a little bit. Well, beat on the door I had to do. And after banging on the door for about 5 minutes, I hear this angry voice from the apartment going, who is it? What are you on? Oh, Louise is having a bad day. Well, he opened up the door, and he's looking at me and going, what time is it? And I'm like, I was taken aback because the only thing I'd ever heard is this effeminate lisping, I'm over it, ain't you? You know. And he just walked away and left the door stand open. I thought, okay. All right, well, I'll step in for a second to make sure he just doesn't flop down in bed because I don't want to get it from the old man at the hotel. So I did, and for 5 minutes, he's stumbling around trying to make coffee. And there wasn't any foo-foo or any lisping or any that was all an act. And that's what I suspect all this other lesbian, gay, and all this. It's an act. You know how to find out? Just wake them up early enough in the morning. The first words out of their mouth will tell you exactly who their true nature is.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Who's in charge in Washington? I'm looking at the sometimes you gotta laugh, folks. If not, you just start crying. Our dear Nikki Haley, Scorpion and Frog. Haley uses that fable to blast Iran, as UN and the EU themselves saying Tehran is complying with a nuclear deal. Now, you've heard Donald Trump, that's a bad deal, should have never made it, I'm going to renegotiate the deal. Renegotiate the deal if the tenet of the deal is being met. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, got creative in attacking Iran over its alleged lack of compliance with a nuclear deal, calling it a scorpion, which can't help stinging. This is despite the UN and the EU saying Iran honors the agreement. Today's meeting of the Security Council on the implementation of Resolution 2231 is taking place against a backdrop of steady implementation, cooperation, and progress. That's according to Jeffrey Feltman, Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, said on Thursday at the Security Council meeting on implementation of UN resolution endorsing the July 2015 nuclear agreement. Now, addressing the meeting, Feltman noted that all 7 reports issued by the International Atomic Energy Agency, which oversees Tehran's adherence to the deal since it took effect last January, are documenting continued implementation by Iran of its nuclear-related commitment. Now, his words were echoed by the head of the European Union delegation to the UN, who stated that the agreement, officially known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, struck between 5 UN Security Council permanent members, Germany, the EU, and Iran in 2015, is being properly implemented and is delivering on its objectives. Now, the initial results are clear and speak for themselves. Iran's nuclear program has been rolled back and placed under tight inspections, noting that the IAEA repeatedly attested that Iran is sticking to its obligations under the deal. Standing out against the general consensus was the U.S. envoy to the UN, Nikki Haley, who took the opportunity to slam the Islamic Republic. Among transgressions by Iran, contrary to the spirit of the agreement, she listed the recent test firing of a ballistic missile by Tehran. It alleged purchase of missile-related technologies, weapons, smuggling, and its general destructive and destabilizing role in the Middle East, as well as support for terrorist groups. Now, this is exactly what we are doing. And when I say we, I mean this government. The Security Council has failed to take even minimal steps to respond to these violations, she claimed, calling on UN Security Council to press Iran more strenuously. Now, multiple journalists covering the meeting reported on Twitter that, in substantiating her stance, Haley recited a fable about a scorpion and a frog, drawing parallels between Iran and the scorpion. In the fable, the scorpion asks a frog to carry him on his back across the river in return for food it promises to give the frog on the other side. Wary of the scorpion's sting, the frog hesitates, but the scorpion reassures him by saying that if he stings him, they will both drown. Yeah, makes sense to the frog. He agrees, but midway across the river, the scorpion stings the frog, replying to the stunned amphibian, "What are you so concerned about? It's just in my nature." What is it? I'm having a hard time understanding. What is it with just outright lying? By I don't care whatever official, whatever department they're the head of, whatever. Why? Continual bald face lies. And we have seen this done before. Colin Powell. Oh, yellow cake. Oh, yellow cake. I think he picked up a Duncan Hines thing, cake mix, threw it in a little vial and took that to the UN. See? Yellow cake. Maybe that's what he meant. Maybe he wasn't really lying. Now, under the landmark nuclear deal, Iran pledged to reduce the number of its uranium enrichment centrifuges by 2/3, cap its enrichment below the level needed for weapons-grade material, decrease its enriched uranium stockpile by 98%, enriched at no more than 3.67%, and have not more than 300 kilograms for 15 years. All right. And it also must allow international inspections in return. It was promised sanctions relief. And for everybody that has been over there looking at these things, including the inspectors, have said they have not violated the term of the deal. And we remember prior to his inauguration, President Trump expressed a highly critical opinion on the pact, dubbing it the worst deal ever negotiated since taking office in January. And he's rolled out new sanctions against Iran in retaliation to missile tests, though Tehran insists on its right to self-defense. Now, in April, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson officially informed Congress that Iran was in compliance with the deal. For its part, Iran has accused America of flaunting its part in the obligations with new sanctions, calling the U.S. the worst leading state sponsor of terrorism. And that is a true statement. Depends on who's making the allegations. I'm just a little bit confused here of how much U.S. officials can lie to everybody else, heads of state assembled, its own people, everybody on this planet, and there is really nothing to stop them from doing it. I guess that comes down to us, folks. You know, we're the government. We just elect representatives. We have a form of government. You know, the asshats in Congress come and go. We're supposed to vote new choices that those would best represent, not just what we want, but would best represent us in this government. And everybody seems to be forgetting one thing. It was based on the Constitution, not that I have a better idea that violates it. Ah, boy, Maxine Waters. You know, the only good thing that this woman ever did that I can remember is when she was in California yelling about the CIA running drugs into South Central L.A. And then, oh, that's right, the CIA director himself showed up to assure everybody that ain't true. But the latest, according to Maxine Waters, 700 billion people will be harmed if the Senate Republicans repeal and replace Obamacare. Did I say 700 million or did I say 700 billion? No, I said billion. During the Wednesday evening appearance on MSNBC, the California congresswoman made the wild claim while referencing what she believes to be the impact on Kentucky. Chris Hayes asked Waters about the White House, how the White House can claim that a bill can cut cost and increase coverage, and Waters reply, well, that's just not true. Take, for example, the state of Kentucky. Almost one-third of the people in that state are covered by Medicaid. And so they're talking about eliminating $700 billion. She said, looking at the camera, seemingly seeking confirmation on the Trump Care bill. She concluded, and so that's no way that they can say that they're doing more coverage than Obamacare, and I don't really know what they're talking about. Now, my natural inclination was going, wait a minute, maybe she's talking money here and not people. No. The dingbat said 700 billion people. And even the CBO claims 22 million people, not 700 billion, will lose health care coverage if Obamacare is repealed. And it would seem that Waters doesn't know what she's talking about either. And well, what's even worse than that? Nobody is checking these people. If I was interviewing Maxine Waters and she came out with a 700 billion number, I would say, hold the phone. Stop. Do you want to make a correction on that? Because I think you misspoke. And if she was dumb enough to repeat it again, I wouldn't guarantee that I wouldn't break out laughing. But the hosts don't do it. And what's passing for the news anymore, and this is even on Fox, so don't all you people over at Fox News get all puffed up because you're the last conservative network on cable or satellite, because you are not either conservative or, well, I guess, if you put it up against MSNBC and CNN, you could somehow look conservative, but again, what is the definition of conservative? They dare not say, well, we're the Constitution Network. Boy, that would give us a letter opener and we could rip into their mail, meaning them. It's just, there's no stopping this, folks. There's not, There's no stopping any of it. Because this is done under the guise of news. They're doing this under the guise of informing people. Informing them of what? An agenda? And even Fox News has become the granddaddy of the new journalism. Well, they get a bunch of their talking heads together to discuss issues. And rather than interviewing people on said issues, they will sit there with their own opinions on the issues that other people have spoken about. So basically what they're doing is they're sitting there interviewing themselves. Now, is that entertainment or is that news? I don't think you can tell anymore, can you? John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Yes, go ahead.
As far as the Obamacare, I believe I heard before that Obama took money from, I think, Medicaid or Medicare to pay for Obamacare.
Uh-huh.
And that's not brought out too often to expose that fraud. And then with Iran, I believe that Biden signed that treaty, didn't he? Or he was involved with it. And I think I remember reading where he has... He's related to one of the people in the Iranian government and attended weddings there with his relatives. And so that would be a questionable treaty. And knowing that they support the bad guys, it wouldn't surprise me that our government is all for them on that capacity. And then going back to your first presentation with the queer channel, I remember back in the 90s coming by a book that said it was called A Pink Swastika. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Well, it was put out by the John Birch Society, and it was exposing the whole agenda. And one of the themes...
Exposing which agenda, John?
The gay,
okay.
The gay
all right.
agenda.
Okay.
The pink swastika.
All right. I kind of figured that's where you were going. I just wanted to clarify.
Right. And one of their favorite sayings is, we'll have your boy by the time he's eight.
Well, and you know what? And John, my supposition... is I do believe there are some people that are born and have an affinity for the opposite sex. I've seen it before. It is not that common. As a matter of fact, in my experience, it's rare. But all of what you see going on right now is being taught to our little children. And these are learned experiences.
Oh, I'm in this small community here, and... all of these young people, supposedly transgender or gay, and they all look confused and depressed. Of course, we were in the center of the outcome-based education program, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Oregon, and up here in northern Michigan, they just really, our great scumbag Governor Engler, made sure we got all the indoctrinations in the schools regarding all this.
By the way, I have a story about your governor here later on in the program. Well, and let me try to put this in some kind of context that people can understand, because a lot of people don't understand this. They don't know how it's working. They don't know why it's expanding and exploding the way it is. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, look at it this way. You've got a kid... there's a family. They have a farm. I mean, they're way out in the sticks. They don't get into town. They don't have TV. They don't have radio. They don't have Twitter accounts, and they don't have iPhones. And the boy is out there. He's a young teenage boy, and he's out there working with his father on the farm. Now, on the other hand, you have another farmer anywhere isolated, but really not isolated. They've got cable or satellite. They've got internet, they've got iPhones, they've got Twitter accounts, they got this, whatever, and And the influence that could be picked up by that child connected to the outside world, even though physically he is not, the information, if he gets down the wrong track, could convince him that somehow he's of one gender, but he feels another way, and so all of a sudden he's confused. My point is, without outside influence and interference into the raising of that child, the parents, look, folks, you know this game. You, mom and dad, you had your boys and your girls, you tried to raise them the best way you could, tell them about the pitfalls and pratfalls of this life, how not to make stupid mistakes that you've created, trying to do an adequate job without losing, you know, the esteem level from your children, sometimes tough to do. You know, how would you like going to your kid and saying, oh, I was really stupid? You know, I mean, there are ways and then there are ways. But the point is, John, I mean, I'm just looking at this, and since they have legitimized this and protected by federal and state laws, this ain't going to stop.
Well, all of these lawyers that went to outcome-based education and all these...
Hey, hang on, adults. hang on 1 second. I've got a break. Hang on.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
So I usually give you the thumb off so I don't have to hit the cough button there. Excuse me. Go ahead, John.
I was just going back to the fact that these people have been educated in a very destructive way, and it started back in the early 90s with the school-to-work programs. And Oregon was a pilot state, Michigan, and they went to the, and also Pennsylvania, and they went to the rural communities to introduce this to see how it would work. And if you remember Charlotte Iserby talking about it, I've talked to her probably within the last year, and she's just totally she says it's gone so far that she doesn't know if it'll ever turn back with all the programs that they have in the school curriculums.
Well, and you know, and this is one of the cases, you know, I think I remember Donald Trump saying this, that the government meddling in the schools, it's not their business, and that should be the state. Now, you can imagine what would happen in places like California. But in more, and I don't like to use the term red state, but in states that they're not a bunch of foo-foos, and that's not the official, I think the official flag of California is now the foo-foo flag, or the rainbow flag, I'm not sure. But to leave it up to states to structure their own systems. And I think what you would see then, John, entering in choice rather than being handed down by the federal government, because they're actually not there promoting one thing or another, just allowing and giving space to allow that to happen and then defending it on the grounds that, well, you know, you can't discriminate against sex or race or, you know, gender identity or any of this other stuff. But I could see states going, you know what, we never liked the federal education program. The main thing with schools is to teach the reading, the writing, the arithmetic, and forget the social engineering crap, and just teach the children the rudimentary stuff that they're going to need to apply in life. You know, I can figure out the sex part for myself. And I could see, John, I could see states just throwing all this in the garbage can and going, you know what? This is the way we're going to do things. And then I could see that causing further consternation, but at least you would... At least it would give you a choice.
Oh, you're right. The curriculums are disgusting. I pulled my children out of school in Bel Air here, and after 4 years of trying to expose what was taking place here, and we homeschooled them, and we had to reteach so much that, and they were in eighth and ninth grade. They had no clue what we were talking about.
Oh, I bet they didn't. Because now here's the most difficult part. They were pubescent, heading into puberty, and that's when things really get complicated.
Oh, for sure. They didn't care too much that we did this because of peer pressure, but it worked out in the long run. And something I would want people to check out is a letter to Hillary Clinton from Mark Tucker when the Clintons got in to the White House. He sent them a letter. Mark Tucker was involved with the education system. And this letter is so exposing as to why we have what we have today with all of these people protesting and lack of knowledge of anything to do with what our country really was based on.
Right.
Mark Tucker letter. And Hillary and David Rockefeller and Ira Magaziner and others in the late 80s developed this program for destruction of this country through education.
Got to kill the family unit. Once you do that, the people are then becoming more dependent on the state, and the state will lead the way. All right, John.
Thank you
very much. I appreciate your call. All right, let's take top of the hour break. It is an open phone Friday. 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.